for 17 years and also 3 years, I was not myself. I am so, so grateful for just getting my freedom back. That's how it feels. It feels like you've been a slave for years.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this fine podcast, the podcast that is focused on your self-development and growth. My name is Kevin Miner, and I'm so excited to bring you yet another episode after quite some time, which I will explain in a minute, to bring you an episode that I hope will inspire, entertain, or, you know, give you a new perspective, hopefully influence your life or change it in a certain way or to some certain degree. Yes, before watu wakasirike, watu ulize maswali, yes, we tulifika episode 49 and it seemed like we quit, right? But, yo, I'll be real with you. Me, I went back to school and the exams did that thing after about 7 months of quarantining. And, yeah, I just had to, like, really dial down and focus because we have to maintain that GPA. At the end of the day, as you understand, you're doing other things like podcasting and whatnot. So, if you come on shule, you drop every time, right? So, yeah, I really had to go to school. But really, more than that, if I'm being honest, there was a time I just had this creative's mental block. And I think it happens to the best of us. And I just took a break. I was like, I'm done, right? Yeah, because I had been prolifically like releasing content day in, day out to some extent where, you know, you just hit that kawal and you're like, I think that's my cue. Like, let me just chill, play music, meditate more, walk more, watch movies, hopefully get inspired. And that's what I did at around that time. But like I said, we are back with episode 50, which has been a long time coming. Hopefully you forgive me. But during my break, a lot of things did happen and a lot of good things for that matter. First off, I really had the privilege to work with Mr. Nick Mutuma. Most of you guys, if you're following me, which I believe you are, you know about it. We did a really amazing project called Ngori. Part one of it is out on YouTube. Hopefully we get more parts because I really want to see if I died. So yes, do check it out. The main aim of really putting it out as, you know, like a first pilot or part one is so that we can see if really guys would appreciate such kind of content. And that's why we released it, told people to share it, watch it, and just leave a comment. So kenda pale YouTube, just type Ngori part one and you will have it there. So it was really a privilege and an honor. And more than that, you know, me still as a young reporter at the daily paper, still writing each and every day. Hopefully, you know, I've been reading a lot of stories currently about GBV, gender-based violence. And hopefully, as young people, we can think about how to voice out in this regard. Because sometimes you read the story and it's a bit, you get that panic attack because you can't fathom that anyone would have, would do anything like that. To this episode, which I am happy to bring to you, we are back with a story segment. And I think it's very timely because at around this time, we need to listen to people's experience. We need to relate. We need to resonate. We need to know that we are not alone. And so, yes, we're back on the story segment. Basically, guests come here and they have a full feature episode where they just narrate their stories. Of course, nitaongea kiasi like I'm giving you updates right now. But otherwise, for the next 15 minutes, you'll be hearing a really compelling story. And so guests come in and narrate their stories. And it doesn't even have to be a very, like, a deep story. Sometimes I tell people, like, come on and narrate a story. Like, ile story niambi ile juzi kukio kwa mat simu ikaibiwa. And people are like, no, but I've not gone through a heartbreak yet. Come on, ni mtu anangojea ende through heartbreak. No. As long as you had an experience, it could be the seemingly mundane of things that people can relate with, you know? And those are the ones that bring the joy. It doesn't have to be really deep or sad, though we appreciate those even more. But really, the seemingly of mundane of things can be shared here. And so, yeah, if you do have a story, could be compelling, could be very funny, could be inspiring, could be relatable, just hit me up on my DMs at Kevin's Pod on Instagram, same as Minor Mind on Instagram, everywhere else on social media at Minor Mind. That's But IG is where I'm most active. You can hit me up on a DM. Let me know, like, give me a brief overview of your story and I will guide you on how to narrate it. And we will go ahead from there. To this episode, my guest feature for today, her name is Lumani Lukundo. If you are keen enough, you will realize or you will remember I featured her on episode 30-something or 20-something. At around that time, I visited her at her campus. And to give you maybe a backstory, we were high school friends and she was my boss in high school. Yeah, because, you know, she was the head library prefect. I was the assistant library prefect, though I was the favorite of the librarian, you know. But anyway, yeah. And going back to visit her this time, when we recorded the first story, she really seemed low. Like, she was the type of girl in high school you'd look at and think, damn, she has her whole life figured out. But, you know, coming to campus, you know, first year and whatnot, she was a bit quiescent. She was low. Her confidence was brutally bit. And the story that we did narrate reflected that, you know, around this time, Lukundo was in... She was in a toxic relationship. She had experience with sexual abuse. And it was so strong and bold of her to even come and narrate it whilst still in that relationship, which many people always wait for, like, to have a happy ending or, you know, let me go through it first, then I'll narrate it when time is perfect, which is okay, right? Everyone has their own preference on when to share their story. But for her, it was really bold to narrate a story while still in it. Like, I want a happy ending at that time, which I really did respect. And so it's definitely necessary that we have her for another episode to narrate, to see the progress. And I remember producing this episode, I was listening to that episode and thinking, whoa, how much transformation, how much growth has gone through. This story is not any different. Lumani comes on to narrate her experience with narcissism. It's really deep. I don't want to preempt it, but you can be sure it has a happy ending. She is out of that relationship, by the way. She is a foodcaster doing podcasting, but talking about food because that's her passion. She owns a business right now. She is thriving. I was with her the other day and we had so much fun. And hopefully this story of hers touches you, resonates and inspires you in the tiniest of degrees. Again, if you have a story, do reach out. I will be sure that we share it in the best of ways. Without much further ado, it's time for Kevin's Guest.
My name is Lukundo Maningo and I am a jack of all trades and a master of one, which is food, foodcasting, food photography and food styling. To add on to that, I am a survivor. So for 17 years, I have not been myself. Reason being, I've grown through, you know, domestic violence, emotional abuse. And yes, I noted that it was domestic violence, but I couldn't change it. Emotional abuse, I came to learn it after those 17 years, but I'm going to explain later how. So one of the ways that I noticed domestic violence is when, you know, my mom was screaming, she was being beaten, and it wasn't normal for me because I'd get home, I'd be so scared, very scared that my dad is going to come anytime at home and just, you know, anavuruga tu nyumba. And I know if you come from an African society, it's not good to say your problems out there. No, I am talking to you guys and trying to help out some people, you know, through such similar stories and how to cope with that if you can't talk about it. Every time when you come home, you're so scared. Anxiety. I haven't been diagnosed with anxiety, but anytime I get close to my dad, it just gives me anxiety till now. But I can't change anything about it because I guess that's just his character. Him being narcissistic is just his character. And there are ways that I'd now come when at an older age to notice that this is narcissistic, ways that he tells me you're not good enough, you know, or ways that he'd come and pick on my other sibling that she's not okay, like those negative effects, or just saying that he's the one, he's the best. That's how narcissists are, guys, which is not really good, because it affects the development of your child, and it might even bring about your child being narcissistic. So I'm going to now talk about narcissism on the other part of my life. So for 3 years, I was not myself also. After those 17 years, again, 3 years through narcissism, you know. And during quarantine, that's when I realized this is actually narcissism on a deeper level. And let me give you like a short story about it. So I fell in love with this guy, not because of his physical aspect, because of how he treated me, how he was so kind, how he came to affirm me. I really didn't get that from my childhood. And us as human beings, we tend to feed our hunger, like if it's maybe love that you don't get, you really go around and look for love. If it's not safety, you find your best way to just be safe around people. Yes, he loved me. He loved me during that time. So he comes, he tells me how good I am. And I can't estimate how long it was, but with time, it just came to me being a bad person and him being controlling. You might not sense that you're being controlled because now you're used to the abuse, but you don't know it's abuse. You're told, like with narcissists, they can even control how you wear, where you're going to do, like where you're going to, what you're going to do. They really want to be in control. And they make you believe that you're this person whom you're not. So that's why I said for 17 years and also 3 years, I was not myself. I am so, so grateful for just getting my freedom back. That's how it feels. It feels like you've been a slave for years. So after the control, there's this thing called gaslighting. You get gaslit. They tell you, you know, I did this, like I hurt you, but you're the reason as to why I hurt you. They make you believe that. And sometimes you become so apologetic. You become so apologetic in the sense that you're so sorry to people, you're so sorry to people even who are not even close to you. And sometimes you really don't have to apologize. So they make you apologize for things you haven't even done. To some point, it's still there in me, but I'm working on it. So they make you apologize. They make you feel so bad about yourself. To be honest, I really hated myself. I didn't believe in myself. And during that time, I just felt like dying. And this is that cycle. They love you. They come, they control you. They gaslight you. And then there's violence. So I've experienced violence, domestic violence, when I was young. But I've also experienced violence in the relationship. And I still went back. You see, that's how funny it is. You still go back and people wonder, why are you going back? And they don't understand. That's how narcissism is. They'll come back and they'll calm you down. They tell you, sorry, I will not repeat that. And you'll go back just because you've forgotten. And it happens that way with, you know, even kids. Maybe your parent, your mom comes and they're like, you know, I bought this expensive thing and you made me break it because I was mad at you. That's what they use mostly. And it was a cycle for me for 8 months until I was discarded. I'm glad I went through the cycle to tell you the story, but I'm really not glad I went through it because it really affected me. During this quarantine, I was almost committing suicide. I remember I called my aunt and I was telling her I don't deserve to live. Reason, because I felt that people hated me. And it reminded me of that situation. I was almost committing suicide when he was there. And just because he told me you're not a good person, people hate you. You know, you are a troublemaker, of which I wasn't. I wasn't even as vocal as I am. So it really made me feel that way. I called my aunt just because I was discarded. And I'm grateful I was, because I don't think I'd even talk right now to you guys. So the guy just chose to ghost me. And I think he found us another supply. That's what narcissists do. They look for supply to feed them, feed their ego. So if it's for parents or a spouse, they'd rather even go and buy gifts for other people to just praise them and tell them how they're good, of which they aren't, because they know when maybe they come back home, they can't be told such. So for him, he used to do that to other people. When he was outside, he'd just behave so well, and my friends would come to me and tell me, oh, you have the best type of guy. But for me, I was not sure about him with how he behaved. So it happened during quarantine. He ghosted me. I called him. He never answered my calls. And reason being, I just came out and told him I'm not comfortable. And I called it out and I told him, I feel like you're abusing me in some type of way. Every time I'm always apologizing. Every time I'm always begging for us to be together just because I want to mend things. I know it may sound that I didn't know my worth then. True, but it's just through the abuse. So when I was discarded, I told my aunt, I really want to die. And that's when I found the stepping stone. I used to cry. I used to cry a lot of times. I even lost weight. But I'm glad I was with my mom during that time. It really gave me a safe space to just heal through it. And I'm grateful because I really didn't commit suicide. I'm grateful because I know I am worthy of love. I am worthy of good life because of what has happened after now me settling and not deciding to commit suicide. I was able to cope with this through research. So that's when I knew this is narcissism. So I used to Google, I used to go to YouTube. I used to just check, and I used to journal. So journaling really helps. I'd really advise people to journal. So sit down, journal your book, in your book, journal how you feel. So when I used to journal, I used to Google the things that really stood out in terms of feelings. That's when I got to know about narcissism. And I would relate and be like, oh, that's why he used to tell me I'm such a bad person. Oh, that's why my dad would tell me I'm not enough. And I came to understand it takes time for people to heal. It takes time for people to recover. And there are actually stages. So at first when I was Googling, I was like in shock. I'm like, no, this guy is not a bad person. No, even if he left me, you still feel like you want to apologize that guy is not a bad person. Or, you know, you're in denial, like when you're left, when you're discarded, when you're ghosted. And then I got to now feeling the actual pain of how I was mistreated and how I'd cry and how I'd feel so bad and guilty why I went back. I wouldn't judge you as a person who's gone back a couple of times. I can relate because that's called trauma bonding. You've bonded, like you're attached to the trauma that narcissist gives you every time you just go back. At times I'd get angry and just feel like, you know, you've made a mistake, but with time I came to accept myself, accept that what happened for a reason. That's the reason me being so strong to you people and just talking to you people. If you're going through this, please take your time and look for someone who you're going to talk to during this time. Because, you know, we're in quarantine and still things are not as normal. So you're still sad with the fact that you're not going to school or you're not doing whatever you're supposed to do, your normal stuff. It might also affect you, but still get someone to talk to. So I'm so grateful to my aunt and also to just God giving me a second chance. I'd say this is a second chance to just talk to his people. So I am happy. I'm at a safe space right now, guys. I am so happy. I have my freedom back. I am just myself. I've been able to love myself, which takes time, and accept myself. But no one is just not going to come into my life again and control me. So for those people who have their spouses who are narcissists, I'd really advise you to not fight the narcissist, because you can never win. That's a battle that you can never win, because they'll try so hard, tarnish your name to other people. That's just it for my story. I hope it touches someone. Thank you.